But if you'd like, you know, lose that firm center, how do you, would you suggest maybe how to reestablish it? Or would you develop a word or something to establish it?
Yeah, and that's kind of like the approach I was describing is, if you can find an image or a word that represents that feeling, then with practice over time, you can just say that word, even in a moment, you know, in a challenging moment, or bring up that image in a challenging moment. And fairly quickly, again, you know, it takes some cultivation, but fairly quickly, bring up that sense of that actual feeling, that actual bodily experience of whatever word you're using to describe it. And sometimes, you know, if you're really in the onslaught, if there's, you know, if it's like the heat of the moment and somebody's really coming at you, you might have to, you know, politely withdraw, you know, and actually not be there. You know, you might have to excuse yourself, say, I'm sorry, you know, I need to be by myself for a while to reestablish that before you can, you know, if your skill isn't quite honed enough to do it in the moment. But it's just a matter of practicing it and using those tag words or those tag images that immediately induce the feeling. And you can do that, but it does take cultivation when you're not in the heat of the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like now, like one of my key words is gentle. That's just a word that I like. And you know, if I'm walking down the courtyard and I see somebody who, you know, might have some problems or some issues, and I, you know, see that, oh, okay, well, something, or I hear the knock on the door, you know, and I can see through the shaded image of who's out there, and I know they're having some difficulty or something. That's sort of like, I can say that word to myself before they come in the room or before I encounter them in the walkway, and kind of, oh, okay, gentle. And then be able to receive whatever it is that's coming my way a little more easily.
Well, that's helpful because loving kindness seems so
conceptual and big. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you have to come up with a word that really describes for yourself what it feels like.